Someone asked me if it's permitted to tie tittus while in the bathroom. This question depends on a number of different factors. Firstly, what is a person able to say or think of Divrei Torah? Because tying tittus might involve having to have the proper kavana lishma. So you're allowed to think of something here of Divrei Torah in a bathroom when a person isn't dressed properly, when there's filth, when there's soa in the bathroom. That's one factor. And number two is what's actually needed for tying tittus, how much lishma is needed, does one have to articulate lishma? So a number of different factors. So let's first focus on saying and thinking here at Divrei Torah in the presence of someone, Arum, someone who's naked and not dressed properly. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Pei Daled that there are three sections of the base of Merchatz. There's the outer part where people walk around typically dressed, in which case everything's allowed to be said there. It's the area where it's called Beis Achitzon. Everyone stands the Levushim. It's a mutter to recite the words of Torah. Then there's Emtsai, the middle area, where there are Ktsas Omdim Sham Levushim. Some people are dressed there, but Ktsas Arumim, others are not dressed. And there, a person's allowed to Sheila Shalom, could greet someone there, but he can't recite Shema or Tfilah. He can't say words of Torah in that area. And Mutter Lahair Sham Bir B'Divrei Torah, says the Ramah. One's also able to be Meharir, even though some of the individuals are naked, since it's not an area that's exclusively used for people who aren't dressed. So here, B'Divrei Torah is also. Then the third area of the base of Merchatz is the Panimi, the most inner part, where Kul Ma'omdim, everyone there stands, Arumim, and there it's Asur to even say Sheila Shalom, it's Asur to have here her B'Divrei Torah. It sounds like a bathroom is not the area, the most inner area where people are not dressed entirely. The area, Beis HaMerchatz, a bathroom, rather Beis HaKiseh, is like an area of the Emtzai, like the middle part of the Beis HaMerchatz, where some people are dressed, sometimes people aren't dressed. So therefore, Yerma Paskins, one is allowed to be Mahair in Divrei Torah. So if all one word that you need is here of Lishma, the Tzitzis, then it would be permitted. And the reason for this, the Mishnah Berurah writes, he says, even if people are standing a room next to him, here her neged erva is the ain isser. There is no isser to have here hurim of divrei Torah in front of a person who isn't properly dressed. But one can't say the words of Torah, but here her would be permitted. Then when it comes to tsoa, let's say a person's in a beis akisei or beis amerchas where it's dirty. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Pehe Siv Beis Afilu lehaher b'divrei Torah aser b'beis akisei beis amerchas. Now, as we said before, hihur is permitted when some people are dressed, but hihur is not permitted when it's dirty, like in a bathroom or beis amerchatz. Uva makom atinofes, other places that might be dirty. Vehu makom sheyesh batzo umereglaim. The Shabur explains why. What's the reason? Why is it aser? He quotes the pasuk because you need ba'inan v'haya machanecha kadosh, a place that's kadosh v'leka. It's not. It's filled with dirt. And therefore, one cannot even be mehayer in such a place. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does write at the end of Siman Pei Gimel that bnei adam sheish lam safsal naku v'nifnan alav, a person has a little chair, and one goes to the bathroom, one's allowed to recite Shema in that area, because it's soa is not there on the whole, it actually goes through the whole sewer system like we have nowadays. So our bathrooms are typically permitted clean, and therefore one can even recite the words of Torah. So if a person, let's say, is dressed, and he's in a bathroom that's clean, one would be able to even say the words of Divrei Torah. You could say L'shem Mitzvahs Tzitzis. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that nowadays, he quotes many Achronim, that even though nowadays we have very clean bathrooms and everything goes in this to the sewer system, it's still very much recommended that one should not have say any words of Torah there. But it seems to be that Meharer in such a place would be permitted. So, let's summarize just for a moment here. So, a person is in a bathroom that has filth, that's dirty, that the toilet needs to be flushed. So then, everything's aser. Not only is speaking Divrei Torah is aser, but even hear her, the Divrei Torah would be aser as well. If a person is in, let's say, a clean bathroom, but yet he's not dressed, so then it would be aser because of Arum. He wouldn't be able to say the words, but he would be able to be maharher the words if he's in dress properly. And even if he is dressed, we're machmir that in our bathrooms nowadays, even though they're clean, one shouldn't even have hear her, shouldn't think of the words, but hear her, although it might be permitted, we really recommend that it should not. So what's necessary? What's necessary for tying tittus? So Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Yud Aleph, he discusses various, rather Simon Yudalid, he discusses various opinions as to how one should really tie the tittis, how many strings, how many knots, how many wraps around. So that whole discussion, he says, is only as a mitzvah. But li'ikuva, if as long as you have one knot and one wraparound, that's already the mitzvah, which would sound like anything additional wouldn't really be bichlal the mitzvah, and one would be able to fix some of the knots that loosen, tighten them, and that would be all permitted because it's not really part of the mitzvah. It's unnecessary. And then you wouldn't need lishma, you wouldn't have to have hirhur of tzitzis, and everything should be permitted even if the bathroom's dirty, which is the worst case scenario. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes in the beginning of Siman Yud Aleph that the strings, strings are being fashioned, you require tevil lishma. They have to be spun. When you make them the threads initially, you have to have that lishma. And if they weren't done lishma, if the tevil wasn't lishma, then they're completely apostle. But if the tevil was done lishma, if the threads were initially made, in however they're made, with lishma, it would be permitted and that's enough. Now, what about the tying? Does the tying of the tzitzis on the beged also require lishma or not? So that's a big machlokas we showed him. The Shulchan Aruch paskins and Siman Yudalad Sudbeis, that person placed the tzitzis on the talis, just simply putting it through the hole, without kavana, it's pasul. Unless he has no other tzitzis to wear, so then he's allowed to rely on the shittas Rambam and wear them because the Rambam only requires a tevi lishma, he doesn't require anything else lishma. But in our situations, one should always have lishma, even for the tying of the tzitzis putting on the beged. How much needs to be tied on the beged to qualify as the needed lishma? Is every knot, is every string, we already said before, you don't, all the different number of knots and the number of different wraps around are not necessary. So the Mishabura says, as long as the first knot and the first wrap around was done lishma, you have fulfilled your deraisa obligation and requirement of lishma, according to the other Rishonim, and then that's enough. But even though the other knots and wraps were done without lishma, that's okay. But it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah though, lichachila, one should really have lishma, not only for the first knot and for the first wraparound, but for all the additional wraps and all the additional knots as well, should really be lichachila. One should have in mind lishma. So what does it mean, lishma? So now we're assuming you need lishma for every knot, every time you tighten it, you need lishma. So what's needed for lishma? Do you have to say the word, or is it enough to simply think of the word? Is here who are permitted? So Shulchan Aruch paskins to the beginning of Siman Yud Aleph, that person should articulate in the beginning of the making of the tzitzis that he's all doing lishma. He's talking about tevil there. But he says, Sheyomar betchilas hativoi shu'ozakein l'shem tzitzis. He should articulate these words. You need an amira. And the Mishnah writes, it's very possible, lo b'machshava ba'ama, thinking about the words, hear her alone wouldn't be sufficient. And if a person, let's say, only had machshava lishma, b'di'eved, the Mishnah Berurah is not sure if it's going to work. It's possible that b'di'eved, machshava is not enough. You need amira, even b'di'eved. It leaves it off as a tzarech in. So the Be'er Lach writes in Siman Yudalad, if one had only machshava when putting the tzitzis on the beged, so he had an amira when he did the tviyah. For the tefillah, he had a mirror, that's necessary, that's perhaps even ma'akev. But let's say he started tying the string, tzitzis, onto the beged, but he only thought about the lishma, he didn't articulate it. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, because of a svek sveka, you could be mekel. Because on one hand, some hold that machshava in general, even for tivui, even for the tefillah lishma, is enough. And even if you assume you need a mirror for the tefillah lishma, it's possible we hold like the Rambam, who doesn't require any lishma at all when putting the tzitzis on the beged. So because of that svek sveka, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, b'di'eved, if a person put the tzitzis on the beged, b'machshava lishma alone, that would be sufficient. But that's all b'di'eved. But lichatchila, it's very clear from the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Lacha, one should certainly have lishma, even for the tying, and for the tying of all the knots and all the wraparounds, and lichachila, one should articulate the words, have an amira, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Therefore, since one needs to articulate these words, and these words would be considered davar shebe kedusha because it's part of the divrei Torah, part of the mitzvah of making the tzitzis, one should certainly not say them when the bathroom is dirty, nor when he's not dressed. And even if he's just standing in the bathroom, and the toilet's clean, and he's properly dressed, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that paskin, that one should be stringent not to speak any words of Divrei Torah, even in a clean bathroom. In conclusion, one should not tie the tzitzis in the bathroom. I discussed with the Shachli yesterday, he agreed that one shouldn't say it because ideally you should have an amira, and the amira in a bathroom is considered a davar shekudusha, or it's considered some level of Divrei Torah, and therefore one should not tie the tzitzis until he leaves the bathroom.